Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the names continue to get added to the list, and now they're up to what, their 16th coaching option, and they have 15 coordinator options. I've been on the record. I've been talking about the two names that they haven't met with that, to me, make the most sense. And that's Mike McCarthy and that's Pete Carroll. Those are two guys I want a stabilizing force. I've said this a ton. I'm not going to keep beating the same topic, but like, I want to bring back Aaron Rodgers. I want to bring back Devontae Adams. I want to go and end this stupid playoff streak. I just watched miserable football the entire weekend long. You can't tell me this team with Aaron Rodgers can't compete with what we saw in the postseason. I firmly believe they can. Get a real coach, that offensive talent, figure it out. Coaching was their number one flaw this year without question. Bring in a coach that is a proven winner. And that's what I don't get about some of the stuff I'm hearing about Mike McCarthy in particular, who just completed his interview with the Bears. Good enough for Chicago in their situation, not good enough for the Jets. They want to hire a first-time coordinator or a failed coach in Miami. As much as I like Flores, failed coach in Miami. It's what he is. It's what happened. He failed there. Whether he wasn't given enough time to succeed or not, failed. And he's failed the last 2 weeks as defensive coordinator for the Minnesota Vikings. And while he's a good candidate, I'm not trying to knock him, you got Mike McCarthy. And I just wanted to, because someone, I saw this on Twitter, right? And then me and Fleegs are going to play a game real quick for you as well about Mike McCarthy. Because I don't understand why Mike McCarthy isn't considered an absolute favorite or one of the favorites for this job right now. Because I would think every single person listening to my voice, outside of maybe a disgruntled Pittsburgh Steelers fan, would tell me that Mike Tomlin would be an incredible get for the New York Jets. Hell, willing to trade the 7th overall pick to get Mike Tomlin, one of the great coaches in the league. Mike Tomlin has coached 18 seasons. Mike McCarthy has coached 18 seasons. Mike Tomlin has made 12 playoff appearances. Mike McCarthy has made 12 playoff appearances. Mike Tomlin has 7 division titles. Mike McCarthy has 8 division titles. In the playoffs, Mike Tomlin is 8-11. Mike McCarthy is 11-11. So tell me exactly why one coach also beat him heads up in a Super Bowl. Now, but he had Aaron Rodgers. He had Ben Roethlisberger. How much winning has he done since Ben Roethlisberger?
Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell.
Not like there was no talent in Pittsburgh. And we haven't seen much since. I mean, we've seen continued success without playoff success, and that's what Mike McCarthy gives you. So I'm not saying that Mike Tomlin's not a great head coach and I wouldn't move heaven and earth to get him, but you got Mike McCarthy sitting there. And I would think off of, you know, the last go-round when he was a candidate for the Jets job, and I remember Joe Beningo screaming from the heavens to sign him as the Jets head coach, that was coming right off of the last couple of years with Green Bay and some of the rumors, and obviously Green Bay doing everything they could to disparage him after it. Now he's got, although it didn't result in major playoff success with Dallas, look how much winning he did there. And then you relate it to the Jets and how much success they've had compared to Mike McCarthy. Like, this is a Jets team and an organization who doesn't want to give Mike McCarthy an interview when they're willing to give everybody under the sun an interview. Mike McCarthy, Mike, you're going to have to give me this again. Mike McCarthy has exactly how many double-digit win seasons as a head coach?
11 in 18 years.
11 double-digit win seasons in 18 years as a head coach in the NFL. How many double-digit season win seasons do the New York Jets have in their history?
In 65 years, the New York Jets have 11 double-digit win seasons.
So he has the same number of double-digit win seasons in 18 years as the Jets do in their 67-year history, did you say?
65.
65-year history. Now, you think, well, I mean, that's just, well, how about, that's just regular season stuff. We're talking about trying to win a playoff game. That's the problem with Mike McCarthy. Okay, well, Mike McCarthy has won exactly 11, as I just told you. He's 11-11 in the postseason. 500 postseason record. He has 11 playoff wins. In the 65-year history of the New York Jets, how many playoff wins do the New York Jets have, Mike?
12.
12! So in 65 years, the New York Jets have exactly one more playoff win than Mike McCarthy has in his 18 years as head coach. And we aren't talking to him. Why? I don't understand, like, why this is such an expansive head coach search where you go down and talk to a head coach of Maryland who has an under 500 career record in college. He gets an interview. First time head coaches. After that's failed for you for how many years in a row? How many hirings in a row? You're going to hire either a first-time coach that hasn't worked or a failed Miami Dolphins head coach. That hasn't worked either. And yet a man who literally has more double-digit win seasons than the franchise or tied with the franchise and has one less playoff win than the franchise isn't there. Or Pete Carroll, who's won a Super Bowl, who won national championships with USC, who came to Seattle, was smart enough to recognize Russell Wilson was the better quarterback over Matt Flynn, who they gave an absurd contract to, and did nothing but have sustained success in winning and be one of the forces in the NFC for 13 years. But no. No need for him. We're going to hire Aaron Glenn, who's a fine coaching candidate, who's done a great job in Detroit. But he's a first-time head coach. He's a defensive-minded head coach. And he hasn't done anything near what these two guys have done. And for me, I'm trying to win right now. I don't know if I'm in a position to rebuild. I don't know what I'm trying to do. I know I'm trying to win and end this playoff drought. And you can't tell me there's a single name on the list that they have talked to that has done anywhere near the amount of winning as Pete Carroll or Mike McCarthy, and neither of them are getting talked to. It doesn't make any sense to me. And Mike McCarthy, at least when you say Pete Carroll, most people either say his age or, yeah, I don't know, I guess they should talk to him, maybe even if they're not enthusiastic about the hire. No one's really bad-mouthing Pete Carroll necessarily. At least I haven't seen any, heard any, experienced any. But you say Mike McCarthy, and a lot of people are like, ugh, Mike McCarthy, yeah, okay, so what? He's won some games. But, I mean, he's kind of an idiot, isn't he? All right. Again, him and Mike Tomlin have the exact same coaching record. He beat him heads up in a Super Bowl. Mike Tomlin has one more Super Bowl. And obviously been to two more. 18 years, 12 playoff appearances, exact same as Mike Tomlin. One more division title, 8-7, and has a better playoff record where Mike Tomlin's 8-11 in the playoffs. McCarthy's 11-11. Both Super Bowl champions, and yet one is perceived as the best coach in football, arguably, and someone worthy, if he was interested, to trade the 7th overall pick for, and the other one doesn't deserve an interview. And when they played on the largest stage, Mike McCarthy beat him. So I'm just curious on why perception becomes what it is. One guy isn't worth an interview. The other guy, and again, I'm not saying the Jets are saying this because the Jets, it's not Mike, you know, Tomlin has put to bed any idea of trading for him. But the perceived thing around football, as much as maybe some feel it's time to end his run in Pittsburgh, that it's grown stale and that it's worthy of moving on, I think everyone still thinks he's a great head coach and get hired immediately, that every one of these coaching searches would be put on hold to have the opportunity to talk to Mike Tomlin and gauge his interest. Mike Tomlin worth trading for. Mike McCarthy not worth an interview. Now, I guess Woody Johnson had interviewed him a handful of years ago.
No, Woody wasn't here for that.
Okay. And as Mike tells me right now, that's a good point. He wasn't even in here. He was the ambassador to the UK when they interviewed McCarthy for the job. So, like, I just don't get it, man. We hear a million names. Why are we not hearing these two? And specifically, why is Mike McCarthy not at the top of the list? He did it in Dallas. He won in Dallas. I know he didn't win the playoff game. A lot of that's with Dak Prescott and some of the issues. I get it. But, I mean, 12 wins, 13 wins, 15 wins. I mean, and yet, that's okay. We'll stick with our, first-time head coach defensive coordinator.